Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh, y'all are in for a Christmas treat because my guest tonight is a five-time Grammy Award winner and the best-selling solo artist of all time with more than 200 million records sold worldwide. Here to take the Colbert questionnaire, please welcome back to The Late Show, Mariah Carey. Lovely.
I feel bad. Do I sit? Do I stand?
You sit.
I don't know what to do.
The queen sits.
The queen sits. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
How delightful. How lovely to have you here in person.
Well, thank you.
We've talked before in December of 2020 to talk about your New York Times number one best-selling book, The Meaning of Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Still available. Makes an incredible Christmas present.
Thank you.
But that was over Zoom because we never got to actually be together. How lovely to sense your presence.
Well, thank you for gracing me with your presence.
Thank you.
That was 2020, and it was so awkward because nobody was in studio, so it was like.
No, we were at home.
No, but it was like. And then it was like, seriously, and you're like, okay, did he just ask me that or what? You know, so I didn't get to feel the actual vibe because I have to tell you that I have a very, very good friend. She's in Israel. She loves you. She is your biggest fan. Oh, okay. So can you just say hi to her?
A.L. Shalom.
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 Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Well, here's the nice thing is that now that I got you here in person, you know, first of all, it's easier to get to know someone in person than it is over Zoom for one thing, because you get that sort of that micronutrient of being together. It's hard to identify what it is, but there's something special. But also, we have so little time to talk on one of these shows that what we did here at The Late Show is that the scientists up in the labs up there came up with 15 questions that are ergonomically designed to be able to penetrate straight to the soul of someone and reveal them for who they truly are in front of an appreciative crowd.
So the ergonomically designed part gets to the soul, in fact?
Yes.
Or would that be two separate?
No, same thing. The ergonomic part goes in and, like a psychic rib spreader, cracks you open.
But
so
do we
can
feel,
see the
I mean,
beating
my ribs,
heart.
My ribs have been cracked open by having twins. That's one thing.
It's all a metaphor.
I understand that.
Okay.
But I haven't.
Don't want to scare
you. We haven't met before. But here
I know
we
you don't know what I'm like.
But I don't. You know what I'm
very gentle. I'm a pussycat. Okay.
Oh. Wow.
So what I'd like to do is ask: would you be willing to take the Colbert question?
I am ready. You know what? I'm ready. I actually. Is that good? Hi guys. Loving. No, so I was asked if I wanted to take a peeky.
At the questions?
But I didn't because I'd rather be surprised. And,
sure.
And I'm just going to say, can I just say,
like, anything you want.
A little disclaimer?
Sure.
I don't know what you're going to ask me, but I'm just going to wing it, darling, because that's what I don't know what else to do.
You got nothing to worry about? Come on,
and
you're Mariah Carey.
Well, yeah. I mean, even if it comes out, however it comes out, just please deal with me. Deal with me. I can only be me.
Because you are you and you are the Queen of Christmas, I've got a couple.
First of all, may I say, I never called myself the Queen of Christmas. Can we please be clear on that?
I never accused you of that.
You did not. No, you did not, my friend. But others have celebrated the self-proclaimed queen. I'm like, really? I'm going to do that. They can look up every interview I've ever done. And not to get super religious, but I was like, I think, like, if anybody would be the queen of Christmas, that would be Mary. And then somebody else uses my quote against me. Christmas is for all. And I just happen to actually really love Christmas because I grew up and I had kind of a tough childhood and I always wanted Christmas to be perfect. And it never was. And so then when I was able to finally kind of like provide myself with and my friends and then later now my little kids who are 11, hey, rock and roll. We have the most festive Christmas ever, but like it comes from the whole thing of it stems from people are like, how do you write these Christmas songs and you do this? And like, why is it like that? And I'm like, because it's actually authentic and it came from a place of longing to have some normalcy and some, you know, peace and just like a lovely holiday, and somehow someone would be throwing mustard at somebody else or ketchup or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So I went through that, and now it's just I wait for it all year long. So it's actually it is a real thing. So edit it how you will, but it is
not a word.
And
not
yes,
a word
people
comes out
make
of
money
that.
Off it.
Yes.
But one thing everybody should be aware of:
yes.
The artist actually make. I mean, I'm the writer as well. We actually make on streams 1/16th of a penny.
On every stream.
Yeah, like literally 1/16th. I mean, what's a haypenny? Do you know the definition of a haypenny?
It's half a penny.
Okay, so we don't even make a haypenny.
Like, no,
if you
don't.
Haven't got a penny, a haypenny will do. That doesn't, we get 1/16th.
Wow.
So I can't do the math, get the Scientologists upset. I'm sorry, scientists.
Or the Scientologists.
Somebody knows better than me. All I know is we only make
1/16th. Yeah.
That's, you know, yeah. But still, sure. We're thankful for all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise does his own math.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I failed remedial math, so I
really?
Don't know. Yes,
me
I actually
too.
Did.
I barely graduated from high
I
school.
I heard you talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have nightmares that I didn't, actually. I don't know if I actually did, but I don't really care because I was working and singing and stuff.
Yeah, it's all worked out.
Writing. Well, I did the best I could.
As far as I can tell, it's worked
I'm
out.
I'm trying.
Number one selling artist of all time.
I'm trying, and you're not doing bad yourself.
What? No, I'm all right. We're all right. Yeah, I only have 2 Grammys. So here we'll start off with a couple of Christmas questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay. Mariah Carey.
Yes.
White lights or colored lights at Christmas?
I'm going to say, is that politically correct in the way that you phrase that?
I don't know. I don't know.
A black and biracial mix, black Irish. By the way, that's my new liquor. Check it out. It's actually really freaking good.
Your new liquor is called Black Irish?
Yeah.
Wow.
I kind of reworked it for my favor.
Mm-hmm. Are you black Irish?
My mother is Irish. My father is black, yeah.
Oh.
Was black. He passed away. And his great grandmother was Venezuelan, so everybody was like, she's Venezuelan. Like, it was easier for them to put me in a box, but no, I am black Irish. But really, the definition is like a darker haired Irish person.
That's right. Ireland. I'm black Irish.
Okay, so now I'm black Irish. And that's what it is, and it tastes really good.
And I want you to
especially
know.
Especially the holidays, but you can put it over ice as well. Shameless plug.
Hot cocoa or eggnog?
Hot cocoa.
As
with a splash of black Irish, though. I'm for real.
Work it, girl.
I'm not even trying.
You just work
without
thinking.
No, but I really should have brought some for you.
Tree topper, angel or star?
Both.
How would you fit them both up there?
Because I have
only
four
one
trees
at the top.
In my house. What do you want?
Oh, I see. Yeah. How early can you start listening to Christmas music? Very important question.
Super important.
Because you know the first song every store puts on.
I do not. You know what's interesting? I wrote that song. Mm-hmm. I don't acknowledge time, so I don't know exactly. Like, I was in the womb or prior to when I wrote it, technically, because it came out in, you know, 90s. I wasn't around. But, so I wrote it, and I didn't know that it would last and do what it's done for me. But I don't, now I'm not really in stores, except when I go Christmas shopping, which is the only time I go shopping. And then the stores I go to are like, you know, I'm going to buy people, they want designer gifts from me. What do they expect? They don't expect me to go to wherever and get it. So they're like playing cool music. It's not really like the little Christmas ditties. So I never get to hear it out in the stores. And my friends are calling me like, I just heard you want to put it at the store. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I'll listen at home. I have my own Christmas playlist that I listen to.
What's the top of the Christmas playlist? What do you start with?
Nat King Cole,
The Christmas song. Yeah, of course.
Donny Hathaway and Nat King Cole. It's a tie.
Wow.
This Christmas and that. But, you know, I like a lot of them.
We're going to hold it there for just 1 second. And when we come back, Mariah Carey will complete the Colbert Questionnaire. Don't go away.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into, for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
We're back with Mariah Carey. We now return to the Colbert Questionnaire, already in progress. All right, you ready to get into the Colbert Questionnaire for real?
Here oh, are you going to edit all that out?
No. Mariah Carey, what is the best sandwich?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't know.
These are tough questions.
I'm trying not to eat sandwiches lately.
If you could eat a sandwich, what is the best sandwich?
What's your go-to, baby? Off the top of my head right now,
yeah.
I would say chicken parm sandwich, ooh, but not with Parmesan. I would do mozzarella, and I would do a red sauce on top of it with a lightly toasted thingy.
No, 100%.
Sliced, but small and thin and pounded. You pound it.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. You haven't given this any thought. What's the one thing you own you should really throw out?
Many, many, many things.
Name one. Something that would go out to the garbage. Or give away or resell or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, there's a jacket in my closet right now that everybody who knows my closet will know what it is. It's a nice gesture, but it's hideously ugly, and it's got to go.
Okay.
If I send it to you, one day will you show it on the... I mean, it's...
I'll wear it if you send it to
oh,
me.
Oh, you will not... I don't. I really
I will
don't,
wear
I
it.
I mean, it could fit... You, okay. I promise.
You send
you
it.
Somebody help me, please.
You send it. I'll wear it.
Will you wear it? But, like, you can't make fun of me when you're wearing it. You have to wear it and just be serious and asking, even if it's the most learned person on the planet, you have to just be, like, really serious and stern and sitting there and just...
I'm not going to wear it to interview someone.
All right, I'm going to say this. It's multicolored. It's colorful.
Colorful. I will wear it.
And it's plentiful in colors. And it's bright and sparkly.
Is it the amazing Technicolor dream coat?
If you want it to be, then it is.
What's the scariest animal?
On Earth.
If you've been to another planet with an animal, let me know about it.
Maybe you'll find out one of these days.
What animal on Earth is scariest to you?
You. I'm kidding. I'm not a fan of, I mean, I don't know. I'm scared of snakes. Yeah.
Classic.
I'm scared. Yeah, it's classic. I went with classic.
Apples or oranges?
Ooh, oranges.
Okay.
Why? Why is that wrong?
It's not wrong.
But why is it like that? Because apple, like I'm supposed to go with apple?
You don't have to do anything.
Apples are great. I just learned something about
you when you said orange. That's all right. We're just learning
things. You know
why?
Like if I had a choice right now, I would go with like a tangerine or an orange. It wouldn't be like one thing.
Okay.
You know, I probably would do like a collabo. I'm mixed. I tend to like put things together and mix it. You know.
That's why you're
treat it as dessert.
That is why you're exciting.
Because
you're up
that
for
would
whatever.
Make me so well, not really.
Not apples.
Actually, I'm very prudish and boring and awful.
You don't seem it.
Well, that's because I'm here with you, darling. I'm trying to just stay somewhere within the vicinity of where you are.
Welcome. Welcome to the vicinity.
Well, then why have you not gone to another planet yet?
If you can get me a ticket, I'll go.
Oh, we got to ask some of our other friends for that.
What do you think happens when we die?
What do you think happens?
I'm asking the questions.
And my answer is a question.
So you question what will happen when we die?
You question what will happen when we die because you asked the question.
You have no questions
about it? I already know.
It?
No,
you know?
I do not.
You do?
I have faith.
You have faith?
Yes,
all right,
I do.
Good.
The assured expectation of things hoped for, the evidence of things yet unseen.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done.
Hebrews 11.
You ever think about teaching Sunday school?
No, it's too early. It's too early for me. I'm really a night person. Like, I'm lucky I'm awake right now.
Window or aisle?
On, like, a plane?
Yes.
I'm
gonna
go
with a submarine.
I'm gonna go
with a bed. I don't know how you get around.
No, well, it depends on the plane.
Plane,
but...
window or aisle?
Bed.
Bed.
Yes. It's this one.
I got to get on a better plane. All right.
It's an occasional.
I understand. It's a treat.
It's a treat, yeah.
Most used app on your phone?
Voice notes.
Cats or dogs?
Oh, that is really, really difficult for me.
I'm sure.
Right now, dogs, because I have four of them at home.
That's good.
But for life, I can't choose.
All right.
Yeah.
You just did. Dogs.
Did not choose. Did not.
Sorry.
Did not.
Sorry, you just did.
Did not.
Sorry.
Uh-uh.
You only get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Stephen Colbert's latest hit.
The last song I sang was All I Want for Christmas on
there
this show last night, actually.
You did not.
I did. Did I not?
Did I not sing? My song?
You literally
yes.
did.
Yep.
Okay.
I ended the monologue singing your song last night.
One line of it or the whole thing?
All I want for Christmas, there is just one thing I need.
And I
care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Yes.
I just want you for my own.
You skipped a little part of the B section, but that's all right. He chose my song, so I'm very thankful.
What number am I thinking of?
56.
Nope.
23?
Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
That was it.
That is it.
And you can say it any way you like. You right. can add music to it. You can add anything you want to it. You can flavor the note, right? You guys, you already know. You can play That's my life, I guess.
Mariah Carey, congratulations. You are known. Thank you so much,
Mariah
Carey. The Mariah Carey Merry Christmas to All special airs December 20th at 8 p.m. on CBS. Everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.